Mickey, I suppose you go through Gaelic football as a manager hoping for days like that. It really was a brilliant performance from Tyrone, was it?
Well, it was a brilliant outcome. I'm not sure it was a brilliant performance, and that's not playing it down. We played some very good football and we played some very average football. And if you take the period at the start of the second half, when neither side would be very pleased with the amount of times they gave the ball away, it didn't look pretty. We had a good lead. I suppose at that stage it was less uncomfortable for us than them, but still it wasn't good. We weren't pushing home and putting the game beyond their reach. So yes, good outcome, good final outcome, but lots of things to work on, and that's not just saying talking down a good win.
Is it almost in some ways strange to say that you're in an All-Ireland semi-final but maybe haven't quite just been tested to that extent just yet?
Well, that's just what people might say, but I think we'd be tested every day we go out. We'd be tested to see what we're made of, see what our players are up for, to see are they ready for the challenge that it is to be in the last eight and as we are now in the last four. So we can't do any more than present the best of ourselves. And if people decide that means we're not tested, well, we can't do nothing about that.
Is Peter Hart the best Gaelic footballer in the country at the moment?
I would be a bit biased if I said that, but he's a quality footballer, a real quality footballer, and I have seen this in him for a number of years, and I'm glad now that the rest of the country is really recognising that too.
How special is he?
He's just different quality. He's just got all the skills of the game, he has the right temperament, he has a good lifestyle, and a good team player. So what more would you want from a player? You know, searing pace, good vision, can finish. You know, he's got lots of attributes that anybody would be glad of having one or two of.
People say now that teams don't win All-Irelands, but squads do. You must be very happy with the wealth of talent you have on the bench to come in and out as you see fit.
Well, this is all well and good. When you're winning games, people see the strength and depth of your squad. The day that you lose a game, people begin to wonder if that's true or not. So at this moment in time, we're happy with what we have. The players have delivered on the days that they needed to. There's another day to be delivered on in 3 weeks' time. If we deliver on that day, then I'll begin to be in some place to kind of agree with you. But I can't just quite do that just now.
Right, Ashley, Mickey, you've always said at the beginning of every season you have a hope and a belief that Tyrone could win in All-Ireland, not to necessarily say that you will. I'm assuming that's still the same hope here in August as it has been in the past.
Without a doubt. I mean, it's a very simple fact of life. If I don't believe that our team's good enough to win All-Ireland, then for sure they won't win it. If I do believe they're good enough to win it, then we have a chance, and I do believe it.